Morning, everybody.
Morning.
It's always a privilege to be able to be with you here.
大家早，大家来到这边总是让我觉得很高兴。
And I'm excited to share. I hear I'm supposed to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
这边祝大家新年快乐。
And I think God is so interesting how He works.Within the past couple weeks, God has laid a vision on my heart for this year, and it's so interesting. I didn't know it was the new year. It's so interesting that I get to preach it on the day before the new year comes in Chinese.
Oh, 事实上我想，就是我过去几周我都在忙的事情，然后我觉得很有趣，就是我是不太清楚说，我知道，直到最不久的最近，我才知道说，哦，现在是就是中国新年了。
This message started in a conference I was at called Passion.
今天的信息是来自于我之前参加的一个会议，然后这个标题其实叫做就是热情。
I work with college students here at the church.
我和教会里的大学生一起同工。
And this conference is for 45,000 college students that meet together to worship God.
这个会议呢是和45,000位大学生一起赞美神、敬拜神。
I could talk about it for hours, but the main time I had was this time of prayer that I had with God in the middle of the conference.
我可以接连好几个小时向你们分享这个聚会，不过今天我想要分享的是我在会议中的一个得着。
In the middle of that time, I was praying for revival.In our church and in the city of Buffalo.
在这个会议中，我在为这个
revival.
Oh, okay. 在这个会议中，我在为 Buffalo 的这个复兴祷告。
That many would come to know Jesus.
我祷告说，希望许多人借着这个复兴能够来认识神。
And the Lord gave me Psalm 24.In the midst of this prayer time, as a promise, I sensed a promise to me about that this year.
在这个当中，上帝启示我诗篇24章，他让我感觉到上帝这样子启示我，作为他的一个指示。
So the reason for this sermon today is that I have confidence that God wants to do something even greater in our church and community this year than He has ever done before.
所以今天的讲到的目的是向你分享，就是我。有自信，就是我感觉到神今年计划在我们教会和社区间成就一些比他过去曾经做过的事都更大的事情。
I have confidence that we're going to see God do some amazing spiritual things like only He could do.
我有信心，就是神将会成就一些奇妙的灵里的事情，只有神能够成就的。
But there are some that are going to miss out on those things unless God works in their life.
但是这边的有些人会错过这些东西，除非神在他们的生命中动工。
So I would like God's word today to speak to us to make sure that we're ready for this year ahead and this new year.
因此，我希望让神的话语来对我们说话，确保我们已经准备好要迎接接下来的一年。
We've already read Psalm 24, so we've already heard the passage.
我们已经读过诗篇24章了，所以我们已经知道了这个圣经经节。
I'd like to give you some background on the passage, though.
我想要谈谈这个诗篇的背景。
The psalm is a processional psalm, for the procession of the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem.
这一个诗篇是专门针对要移动约柜到耶路撒冷的诗篇。
David was welcoming the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem.
那作者这个大卫王，他在这诗篇中，他等于就是欢迎，很高兴迎接约柜来到耶路撒冷。
Many may know, but what is the Ark of the Covenant and what is its importance?
许多人可能已经知道，不过还是想要谈谈，就是什么是约柜，约柜的重要性是什么。
It was a box of wood, that was overlaid with gold.
它是一个木头做的箱子，然后铺设了纯金。
Inside it were a jar of manna.Aaron's staff and the Ten Commandments.
约柜里面有一罐玛拿，还有亚伦的手杖，然后还有十诫的石板。
But the important part of the Ark of the Covenant was on its top.
但是最重要的部分其实是在约柜的盖子上方。
The cover or mercy seat was where God chose to dwell.
在那个盖子上方有一个施恩座 两旁各有一个天使，那是神所选择居住的地方。
So the Ark of the Covenant was where God's presence rested during this time in history.
所以在历史上的这段时间里，那个施恩座，约柜盖上的施恩座，就是神所存在的地方。
So this psalm basically is welcoming the presence of God to Jerusalem, the city where we're supposed to reside.
所以这首诗歌基本上就是欢迎这个约柜，欢迎神的存在来到耶路撒冷。
There are three parts to this psalm.
这个诗篇可以分成三个部分。
I think if we understand the three parts, we will understand the promise that I sense God giving me, and also how we need to be prepared.
我想如果我们能够来了解这三个部分的话，我们就能够了解我感觉到神带给我的承诺，以及我们应该如何来准备。
The first part of the psalm is who is God and why is he worthy of worship?
第一个部分就是说神是谁，然后为什么神配得我们的赞美跟敬拜。
The second part of the psalm, how do I make myself ready to meet him?
第二个部分是说我怎么样预备我自己来朝见来面对神。
And the third, announcing the approach of the king.
第三个部分是宣布预表君王的将要临到。
So the first question, who is God and why is he worthy of worship?
好，现在是第一部分，就是神是谁，还有为什么神配得我们的敬拜。
If you look in verses 1 and 2, we can see from them that it's because he is the creator,the sustainer, and the possessor of all things.
如果我们现在来看第一节到第二节，刚二十四章第一节到第二节，我们就可以知道说，这是因为神是创造者、维系者，所有事情的创造者、维系者和拥有者。
Why does that matter?
这个为什么很重要呢？
Well, let's talk about it. First, he's the creator.
让我们来谈谈这件事情。首先，他是创造者的身份。
And it's neat that you sang the song, This is my Father's World this morning.
很有趣，就是很奇妙的，我们今天早上也唱了一个诗歌，就是说这是我的父亲，我的创造者。
Because that's the first hymn that comes to my mind when I think of God as the creator.
因为当我想到神是创造者的时候，我的第一个念头就是神是一切的创造者。
But let me ask a question, who gets the glory for something that's created?
让我来问你们一个问题，有哪些人会称赞一幅画，就是把这个荣耀归于这幅画本身呢？
It's obviously the creator, right?
通常我们都会说这个画家画得很好，我们会把荣耀归给他。
How silly would it be if I went up to a painting that was on a wall and I started to tell the painting how beautiful it was?
所以就是我们看到一个东西创造得很好的时候，我们也会把荣耀归给他的创造者。就好像我们看到一幅画，我们会把荣耀归给画家一样。
You don't give glory to the painting, you give glory to the painter, right?
我们会把荣耀归给画家，而不是归给那幅画本身，对吧？
Then why is it so much easier sometimes to praise something that God's created instead of giving God the credit?
所以其实很奇怪，就是有的时候为什么会这么容易，就是我们会把对被神所创造的东西的荣耀归给那个创造物本身，而不是给创造者呢？
He is worthy of worship because he's created all things.
事实上，神是值得我们配得我们一切的崇拜，因为他就是所有事情的创造者。
Second, he is the sustainer.
第二个身份是他是所有事情的维系者。
God sustains all things around us and is the only reason that things continue.
神维系我们身边一切事物的存在和运行，而且也是他们能够继续下去的原因之一。
In Colossians 1, it talks about the supremacy of Christ.
在哥罗西书第一章，他讲到爱子是不能看见的神的影像。
And it says that in Christ, everything is held together.
刚刚那个是在第十五章，然后在第十七章，他谈到说万物都靠他而立。
Louis Giglio, one of the pastors at Passion, actually gave an interesting illustration one time.
有一个很有热情的牧师叫 Louis Giglio, 他有一次谈到一件很有趣的事情。
Some of you may know more about this than I do, but he talked about something called laminate.
台下的各位可能有人比我更懂，不过这个牧师他有谈到一个东西叫做 laminate。
He said that as he studied laminin, it's something very deep in our molecules that holds us together.
这个laminin中文翻成成黏连蛋白，然后它是在分子的深处，然后它维系所有的东西的存在。
He described it as the glue that holds all of us together.
这个蛋白质它就好像一个胶水一样，它让所有东西都可以黏在一起，维持在那边。
And then he put up a picture of it on the screen.
然后他这个当时这个牧师讲的时候，他又放上另外一张照片给会众看。
Guess what laminin looked like?
然后你们猜猜看，这个成黏连蛋白它的分子形状是长得什么样子呢？
It was shaped perfectly like a cross.
它就是这个蛋白很神奇的，就是完全就是一个十字的形，十字架的形状。
Isn't it amazing that even our molecules testify to the cross of Christ?
这很不是很神奇吗？其实是在分子的层级都有东西，就是预表神的存在。
God is worthy because He sustains.
再一次强调，就是神是值得我们配得我们一切的崇拜，因为他维系着所有的事情。
He is also the possessor.
神另外一个身份也是，他是所有事情的拥有者，所有事物拥有者。
He holds all things in his hands.
他的手中掌握着所有的事物。
There's nothing that he does not have the right to.
没有任何东西是超出神的掌握，是神无法控制的。
John Piper, another speaker at this conference, talked about God being the possessor.
在这个会议中的另外一个牧师 John Piper 他谈到了这个神是万物拥有者的身份。
And he said at one point, stop trying to give things to God.
他说呢，有的时候我们必须要停止去努力把东西献给神。
I was confused at first.
当我当初听到的时候，其实我很困惑。
But he explained that God doesn't need anything.
但是接下来他就解释说，其实神不需要我们给他任何东西。
And when we pretend like he needs something from us, we are robbing God of the glory that he deserves.
当我们表现得好像他需要我们给他任何东西的时候呢，我们事实上是在剥夺他值得的荣耀。
Don't get me wrong, he wants our worship and our obedience.
哦，不要误解我的意思，神希望我们敬拜赞美他。
But it's not because he needs it, it's because he loves us.
但是并不是因为他需要，而是因为他爱我们。
Because already he holds all things in his hand.
因为毕竟就是他手中掌握所有的事情。
When we sing that song, Hide Me Now Under Your Wings, it's talking about him being the possessor.
不知道你们有没有唱过这首歌，就是我刚刚提到的那个 Hide Me Now, 它就是谈论到神拥有所有的事情。
He has us in his hands.
我们都在他的掌握之中。
So, from these few verses, we see that God is worthy of all of our worship.
所以从以上这些经节，我们就看得出来，神是配得我们所有的尊崇。
But how do I make myself ready to meet with God?
但是接下来我要怎么预备我自己去面对神呢？
Verses 3 to 6.Say that I must have clean hands, a pure heart, and have no idols.
经节第三节到第六节就讲到了我必须要有一颗清洁的心，一个清洁的纯洁的心，干净的手，还有我不能有偶像。
What are clean hands?
什么是在这里？什么是清洁的手呢
？Clean hands mean right actions.
清洁的手就是说正确的行动。
Doing everything the way God wants it to be done.
也就是以神所希望的方式来做每件事。
I don't know if anybody likes to paint, but I was painting some Christmas gifts this Christmas.
我不知道在座各位有没有人喜欢做油漆，但是今年圣诞节呢，我有做了一个油漆的工程。
And I must have picked the wrong paint.
那我猜我应该是选错油漆种类。
Because when I put this paint on, I got some on my hands, and there's nothing I could do to take it off.
因为呢，当我不小心沾到这个油漆在我手上的时候呢，我找不到东西可以去掉这个在我手上的油漆。
I washed and I scrubbed, and nothing would take it off.
我洗了又洗，然后又刷，但是没有东西可以除去我手上的油漆。
finally my wife made me put my hands in vegetable oil.
最后呢，我太太她可能把我的手就是泡在那个蔬菜油里。
And somehow that almost worked.
那基本上那个几乎就被除干净了。
But maybe spiritually you have some things in your life that you've done that make your hands not clean.
但是在灵里，也许你曾经做过某些事情，使你的手变成不干净。
The Bible says that all of us have.
圣经上说，世上我们每一个人都有做过这些事情。
But this passage tells us that we must have clean hands to meet with God.
但是这个经节又告诉我们说，我们一定要有清洁的手，才能够去遇见神。
So how do we get clean hands?
那我们要怎么样把我们的手变成清洁的手呢？
It also says we must have a pure heart.
经节也说我们要有清洁的心，纯洁的心。
Which are right motives and attitudes.
这边纯洁的心指的就是说正确的动机和态度。
These are the reasons behind all the actions that we take.
所有我们所采取的行动背后都有动机，有原因。
So not only does God expect us to have clean hands, but also right motives behind all the things that we do.
所以神不只是期许我们要有清洁的手，也期许我们要有清洁的，要纯粹的心，有正确的动机和态度。
But Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?"
但是同时，圣经上耶利米书17:9也说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
If the heart is deceitful, how can I even know whether my motives are right or wrong?
好，那现在如果人心是这么的诡诈，我怎么知道我的动机是对的还是错的呢？
Third, it says, don't lift our soul to an idol or swear by what is false.
第三，他也这个、圣经也提到说，我们需要没有偶像，我们不能把我们的灵魂献给偶像，也不要做假见证。
That means that we don't put our trust or worship in something other than God.
这边就表示说，我们不要把我们的信心、信赖和崇拜放在神以外的事物上。
How often do we actually put our trust in God for our daily life, though?
那我们现在想想看，我们有多么经常把我们的信赖放在神上面呢？
Most of us have medicine, food, money, backup plans, possessions.
我们其中的大多数人都拥有医药、食物、财富，还有备案，还有很多的拥有的东西，就是财产。
I wonder sometimes whether we have made idols out of these things in our lives.
我纳闷，有些时候我们是不是曾经以这些我们生命中的东西来作为我们的偶像？
But we know that God expects us to not have idols in our lives as well.
但是同时我们也知道，神希望我们不要有在生命中不要有偶像。
David ends with this statement in verse 6.
在诗篇24中，大卫以以下的经节作为结束。
Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek Your face, O God of Jacob.
第六节他说，这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各。
Generation there means company.
在这里的族类呢，其实就表示有一群人。
Or a group of people.
就是有同伴。
So if we have these things, we as a group of people are ready to meet with God.
所以如果我们有这些事情，我们这一群人就准备好可以去面对神。
But how do we do this?
但是我们要怎么达到这个目标，这个要求呢？
We've said that we can't make our hands clean.
我们刚刚已经说了，我们没办法让我们的手是清洁的。
We said that we can't always understand our motives.
我们也没办法总是明白我们自己的动机。
And we understand that there probably are some type of idols in our lives.
我们也了解说我们的生命中可能有很多样的东西实际上是我们的偶像。
The truth from the word today is that we don't and we can't.
所以今天的讲到的带出来的信息就是说，事实上我们没办法，我们不会也不能去达到这些要求。
But the hope of the gospel is that God can.
但是福音的希望就是来自于神能够。
God has been working since the Garden of Eden to bring redemption to us.
早在自从伊甸园时代，神就已经在设法带给我们救赎了。
He sent people that brought His commandments to us, but deep down we couldn't follow because we had a heart issue. We were born sinful.
神曾经差遣许多人把他的诫命带给我们，但是在我们内心深处，我们没办法遵从这个诫命，因为我们有一个关于内心心态的问题。
So because of His love, God sent His Son to die in our place.
因为我们是生来就有罪的，但是所以说，因为神的爱，所以神把他的爱子。差来人间为我们在人间为我们死。
I'd like to read a passage from 1 John 4.
我现在想要和你们分享的是，约翰一书四章九到十六节。
It explains God's love for us.
这个地方解释了神对我们的爱。
This is how God showed His love among us.He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him.
这是他解释神是如何爱我们。他说，神差他独生子来到世间来。
This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
对不起，我把它念完。他说，使我们借着他得生，神爱我们的心就在此显明了。
Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
We know that we live in Him and He in us because He has given us of His Spirit.
神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world.
父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见。
If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God.
第十五节，凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
And so we know and rely on the love God has for us.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
So it's only when we acknowledge that Jesus died for our sins and rose again, and then depend on His love and grace instead of our own power that we are saved.
所以只有当我们认识、体会到耶稣为我们的罪而死，并且再次复活，而我们是被他的恩典，而不是被我们的自己力量所救赎的时候。
There may be different people here today.
我想台下这边应该有我知道今天台下有不同的人。
Some may have never accepted Jesus' death on the cross.
有些人可能从来没有接受过耶稣在十字架上的死。
And if you haven't, I just ask you to talk to one of the brothers and sisters in here and allow them to explain it.
如果你是这一类人的话，我邀请你们和聚会完后和其他的弟兄姐妹。聊聊，让他们向你解释耶稣在十字架上的死。
Some of us have said a prayer, but we've never really saw transformation in our lives because we didn't really believe it.
有些人可能祷告过，但是从来没有在生命中看到过改变，因为你可能真的不是真的很相信。
We've struggled in our own power instead of letting God take control of our lives.
你可能是用自己的力量在那边挣扎，而不是让神的力量来帮助你。
Some have accepted the truth, but are still working to earn their salvation instead of resting in God's grace.
另外，有些人他可能接受这个事实，但是他仍然在努力证得这个救赎，而不是安息在神的恩典里。
And so the word to you today is rest.
所以我今天想要带给你的信息就是说，安息在神的恩典里。
You can't make your hands clean anyways, so allow God's grace to be what rules your life.
反正不论如何，你都没有办法让你的手够干净，所以你就让神来做这个工作。
Why does this matter to me so much today?
为什么这个对今天的我来说有任何关系呢？
Why did I want to speak this word to make sure that everybody believed in Jesus?
为什么我今天想要我今天为什么我现在想要确保说台下各位你们都今年都已经准备好了呢？
It's because of the promise I sensed that the Lord was giving me about this last section of this song.
这是因为我感觉到神给我的启示在这个最后一个部分。
This year, I believe we see God for who He is, the Almighty One and the Almighty King.
今年我相信我们会看到神，他就是全能的神。
Verses 7 to 10 say that God is the Lord Almighty.
这个经节就七到十节，他就说神是全能的神。
This means that He has all the power in the universe at His disposal.
这个意思就是说，神他有全宇宙的力量。
That means that He can do miracles if we have faith and seek Him.
神他有他可以任意支配全宇宙的力量，也就是说，他能够施行奇迹，只要我们对他有信心，并且寻求他。
Do you believe that God is going to do miracles in the time of this year?
你相信今年神会行奇迹吗？
I believe, and I think we need to seek out God and His spiritual power this year.
我相信，那同时我也相信，我们必须要寻求神。
It also says that He is the Lord mighty in battle.
圣经同时也讲到神是有能力征战的神。
This means that He will fight our battles for us this year, instead of us fighting our battles.
这表示说他会为我们征战，而不是我们自己为我们自己征战。
Have you ever realized, I've seen this in my life, that when we fight our battles, they don't turn out so well?
不知道我有这个体验，但是我不知道你有没有过。就是我的体验，就是说，当我们为自己的问题在征战搏斗的时候，常常结果不是很好。
But there's no problem too big for God.
但是对神来说，为问题征战完全不是一个问题。
Do you believe that He can fight your battles for you this year?
你相信今年神可以为你的问题而征战吗？
It also says that He is the King of Glory.
圣经也说，同时又说到，神是荣耀的君王。
He's the one that's worthy of all of our praise.
他配得我们一切的赞美。
And He's going to do things this year that are going to amaze us.
那今年他将会为我们成就很多使我们惊奇的事情。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
And I don't want you to miss out.
而我真的不希望你们错过这些。
So if you're sitting there today and you've never allowed God to change your life.
所以你如果今天坐在台下，但是你从来没有想要让神来改变你的生命。
You've never allowed Him to transform you from the inside out.
或是你从来没有容许神来创造你生命中的改变。
Then let this new year be the year that you start your new life.
那么就让今年成为你生命中的新的一年吧。
Let me just pray for us.
让我来为你们祷告。
Father, I thank you for the promises that you gave me in that time of prayer during this conference.
父啊，我现在为我在这个会议中，能够有得着来向你献上感谢。
I thank you for your promises in Scripture that say that you can change us and you will change us.
我也感谢你给我们的承诺，就是你能够为我们改变，你也会为我们改变事情。
I thank you that Even today, you still do miracles.
我也感谢你，因为即使在今日，你仍然施行奇迹。
I ask that you would pour out your spirit on my brothers and sisters here.
我想为你祈祷，就是你为我的兄弟姐妹施行奇迹，给他们能力。
I pray that they may see more of you than they've ever seen in their life.
我祈祷，希望他们能够在今年看到比以往更多的。
I pray that we would look back on 2012.
我祈祷，当我们过完2012年，回头看2012年的时候。
And simply say it was the year that we saw the King of Glory work.
能够单单的说，这一年我们的确的看到荣耀的君王的作为。
In your wonderful name we pray.
以你全能的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.